Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm on the podcast solo to talk to you about how having a hobby is healthy. So a hobby should be something that you do that's only for yourself. Spending time developing a skill not only allows you alone time, but it rejuvenates you and contributes to your overall well-being. So setting aside time to do something that only you enjoy will ultimately pour into so many other aspects of your life. A few years ago, someone very important in my life told me that I needed to get a hobby. And at first, like, it kind of stung. Like, I was like, well, why? Like, why are you telling me I need to get a hobby? My days are incredibly full and long building a business and my family, you know, and maintaining a good relationship with my husband. So I was often torn between missing out on important moments with my daughter or not being in my email and driving the business forward. And so it seemed like there was just never enough hours in the day to accomplish everything. And then here I am, like, being told, like, you need to still have a hobby. But I didn't allow the hurt and resentment to last too long. It was advice, right? That the word hobby is not necessarily like a bad thing, right? And it's not something that we are being selfish about. It's something that we absolutely need to continue to pour into ourselves. What my friend was really trying to tell me is, like, don't forget to take time for yourself and to grow and to do something that you enjoy, right? We can get so busy wearing hats and we can lose the identity of who we really are as a human being, as a person. And we're not just a mom. We're not just a wife. We're not just X, Y, and Z at our job. I think that's really what the message is that I want to talk about today, is making sure that you are giving yourself permission to have a hobby and not feeling that guilt. Okay, so I'm going to talk about just two things that come to my mind when it comes to what hobbies I've incorporated. And I just want to be very clear that we may not define these as hobbies, as maybe defined as self-care or whatever, but the message is allowing yourself that time to carve out in a day or a week or a month and say it's just for you and it's doing something that's filling you back up and pouring into yourself. So I can say that this isn't technically my hobby anymore just because life, but I have plans to incorporate this back into my everyday life. But I love cooking. I love grocery shopping, honestly. Like, but with two kids, a busy life, I rely now on grocery delivery, which has saved my life, don't get me wrong. But I do kind of miss the endless scrolling through the aisles. Scrolling the right word? The endless strolling through the aisles and kind of looking at new ingredients and trying to find healthy swap outs for foods. So you guys have seen that come to life through Morgan Makes It. But I would say that, you know, there's still opportunity for me to bring that back in more often, right? And so whether that means just getting some more help with the kids and carving out some time for me to make a good dinner for my husband and I, or just try something new, that is one hobby that I started incorporating a couple of years ago when I still felt like I had the time on my hands. And in turn, it created a lot of really good recipes that I like to share with you guys now. Getting back to that is something that is my goal. But one thing I do incorporate right now, and again, this is probably more of a self-care hobby than anything else, but monthly facials. Like, I have been trying to take much better care of my skin. And so allowing myself that 90 minutes or 2 hours every month to go see my esthetician and getting a facial has been something for me that normally I wouldn't give myself permission to, because I'm too busy to be getting facials, right? I can give myself that excuse all day long, but ultimately allows me for 2 hours to be away from my phone, to be listening to a podcast or chatting with my esthetician about life. And it allows me to relax and check out and unplug, and I'm taking really great care of my skin. So while this isn't one that's a self-development hobby, it's certainly a self-care hobby that I think, you know, works for me. And it's you know, again, that time once a month that I'm able to kind of just give myself permission to relax and be pampered a little bit, which is important. Let's not overlook how important it is to let other people take care of us sometimes. So I've said the word busy a lot in my own context, and I just want to touch on that because I think as a society, we have placed so much emphasis on being busy and that if you're busy, then you're important and you're successful. And the more plates that we're spinning and the more, you know, success we can measure, the better we are. So I want to make it clear that, you know, being busy, like, yes, it's important, but so is having your own time to do your own thing, right? And I've talked about this several times that we need to pour into ourselves as much as we can pour into other people. And so I really just want to get away from this whole rat race mentality that you have to be busy. And if you're busy, that means you're being important. And again, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I do thrive off being busy, but I also understand that if I overdo it and I continue day after day, week after week, month over month, like I will get resentful, I will burn out, I will check out of other areas of my life that don't deserve Morgan to check out of, right? So it's really about creating that balance and not feeling the pressure of if I'm not busy, that means I'm not being successful. With that being said, being busy, a lot of us feel it, right? We feel like we're so busy that we don't have time to carve out for a hobby that I'm talking about. So my advice would be to get honest with yourself about your time drainers. What are you doing where it probably could be cut from your life and you wouldn't be affected in a negative way? But what it would do is it would allow you to free up some time to incorporate a hobby. Let's just think about how much we mindlessly scroll on social media or binge watch a series on Netflix. And that might be what you need at the time, but over time, like how much are you draining into that mindless scroll on social media and the Netflix? What could you do with those couple hours every day or week? I'm not sure what that looks like for you, where you're reading a good book or you're learning something new or you're meeting up with friends or you're taking a course on cooking at the local Sur La Table or something. What could you do with that time that can positively influence you than just the mindless waste of time? Setting aside time for a hobby helps us to reshape our identity as adults. And so I just want to share with you guys kind of the experience that I've heard and seen with my own two eyes and my own two ears these last 18 months when I'm visiting burn locations across the country. If I've been to a burn location of yours, you probably know I love to talk to you. I love to engage with people. I like to understand who they are just because I love this community so much. But oftentimes I'll ask members what they do outside of the gym and I hear the word just before whatever they're about to say. Oh, I'm just a mom. I'm just a nurse. And I just like, I hate that for us, right? I hate that we have identified with ourselves as just a mom or just a nurse. We are so much more than that, you guys. We are multifaceted individuals with a lot of give and a lot of gain. So do yourself a favor and drop the just, okay, and add to it, right? So what are you doing? Have you always wanted to learn to play an instrument? What is stopping you? Take a class, read a book on it, buy a piano, force yourself to see it every single day and learn that instrument or learn that new language, right? Add to your identity by investing time and energy in yourself to do what you love versus taking away from your identity and labeling yourself as just a blank. That would be my first tip, is to start to reframe yourself mentally on how you can add to your identity. Next, schedule it. So routines are great. They can help us set healthy habits, anticipate our needs and the needs of others, and ensure that we're being productive throughout the day. Routines can also be boring and they can be overly predictable and they can be a check the box type of thing. And suddenly you feel like you're on this like hamster wheel of life, right? And so that is why it's time to set aside time to focus on self-improvement and growth with a hobby. So add it to your calendar, add it as an important meeting, right? And follow through. You'll have those times to look forward to throughout the week, and it's going to help you stay disciplined and committed to the work you have to get done because you want to really make time for that hobby. Lastly, I'll say the joy and fulfillment that you gain from taking time from yourself, it's going to compound and it's going to add to other aspects of your life. So when you feel more satisfied and fulfilled, the ripple effect will surprise you, right? Hobbies contribute to our mental health and overall well-being. Like I said, when I was able to get into the kitchen and go to the grocery store and cook, like I was so creative with myself and I was able to really enjoy that time as a hobby, but it poured out in other ways in my life. I was able to make a cooking show, Morgan Makes It. I used to do workshops for people on how to meal prep. Like that creativity and that hobby allowed me to contribute to other areas of my life that are considered work, even though I don't really consider that work. I just love giving that content to you guys, but it allowed me to take that time and use it in other ways of my life. So not only was it a stress reliever and it got me kind of out of my normal mental space, but it allowed me to get creative and apply those lessons to content and stuff that are now helping so many other people. So I want to give you guys some tips on how to choose a hobby. And so I want you to really close your eyes and think about it. And don't close your eyes if you're driving on your way to work, but I want you to think about a couple things and ask yourself before you incorporate this new hobby. Number one, what kind of time commitment can you make? And be honest with yourself. Like don't be overzealous. Like start small. What time can you commit to a hobby? Number two, is there something from your childhood that you really enjoyed and you kind of want to get back to that childhood like mentality, right? So is there something that you did then that you just have been lost over time that you would love to get back in, whether that's a sport, rather, you know, rec league, you get into a basketball game and a volleyball game or softball in the summer on the evenings. Like, what is it that you loved about your childhood that you could incorporate into a new hobby? Next question I want you to ask yourself, would you prefer to be alone or do you enjoy being with a group of people? I think this one is important because you really need to dig deep and say, like, do I need more alone time to really connect with myself? Or do I want to be around a group of people? Is it a new group of people or is it an existing group of people that you already know? All really good, important questions to ask yourself. Are you able to set aside money for the classes, you know, materials, equipment, whatever that hobby is? What monetary value is attached to it? And can you afford that and make that work in your budget right now? Those are some questions that you can ask yourself and really answer those first and see where it leads you. Write it down. Make sure you guys might think of multiple things. And so I would recommend tackling one at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself. And once you really feel like you've mastered that and you're ready for something new, you've got that list of hobbies that you really, really want to do. That's what I've got for you guys today. And again, I know that it's hard to tell ourselves that we're worth the time and the money and the effort to develop an old hobby or even to start a new. And again, hobby can mean a lot of things, right? And so, but let me ask you this. Do you ever question the worth of your family members or your friends? So when it comes to signing my kids up for dance or soccer or gymnastics, the question, are they worth it, literally has never crossed my mind. Like the answer is yes. And I am trying to get my kids involved in all of these different activities to help shape their character, who they are as human beings and give them those experiences. Why am I hesitant to give myself those experiences and continue to shape my character and continue to shape my identity? So really put that into perspective, right? You are worth it. You are worth the investment, whether it's a big investment, a small investment, like give yourself that permission because your identity is important and it doesn't just get lost when we get older and become adults or become parents. Like it is important throughout the course of our lifetime to stay happy, to stay fulfilled, to stay challenged, and to really be proud about who we are. I just encourage you today to think about those questions. What hobbies can you incorporate in your life? What do you want to do? And share them with me, guys. Tell me about it. Like come follow me on Instagram, direct message me. I would love to hear what hobbies you've incorporated or you're planning to incorporate. And I'd love to share them with people so they can just continue to be challenged and get fun ideas of what they could do to carve out that time for themselves. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Come follow me on Instagram, Facebook. Make sure that you are subscribing to this channel so you get all the latest and greatest episodes. As always, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.